Three Ways Rama is Devakara, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, the Kshatriya family is the protector of the human race, according to the Vedic system. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Ramchandra, he appeared in the family descending from the sun god, known as Raghubhansha, and when he appeared as Lord Krishna, he did so in the family of Yaduvamsha. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Introduction.
1. Giver of Delight to Ayodhya. The Sanskrit word Devakara means sun. This is but one of many words to describe that most luminous object, which is the great giver of heat and light, shining bright since time immemorial and seemingly with no end in sight to its illustriousness. Breaking down the individual terms, Devakara refers to the one who makes the day. In modern times, we have the distinction between day and night based on the official clock. When the time hits midnight, the new day has started. It subsequently lasts for 24 hours, which is another unit of measure based on the passing of moments. The actual delineation is based on the positioning of the sun. When it rises in the morning, the day begins. This is known as sunrise. The sun makes the day. Even on the cloudiest of days, the sun is still ultimately responsible for the amazing light that contrasts with the nighttime. Sri Rama is like Devakara for Ayodhya, as his very presence illuminates the areas. The people, of all occupations and age levels, feel bright and enthused when they know Rama is in their midst. He is their everything, and so when he is absent, it is a great loss. The pain of separation is so strong that someone like King Dasharatha cannot bear it. He feels doubly defeated based on his incidental role in one of Rama's more lengthy stints of departure. Dasharatha is Rama's father, and the prospect of waiting 14 years for the next day to be made is too much to handle. 2. The son of the Solar dynasty. Rama is also Devakara in the sense of the splendor he adds to the family lineage. He is an avatara of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, intentionally appearing as the eldest son and future heir to the kingdom led by Dasharatha. This family already traces its ancestry to the sun god, Vivasvan. It is thus known as the Solar dynasty, or the Suryavamsha. It is not surprising that Vishnu's appearance within that family adds further splendor. Rama is the maker of the day and the already bright and prosperous dynasty, which once ruled the world. 3. The reason for living for devotees. As Vishnu spans the entire scope of time, both backwards and forwards, Rama continues in his role as Devakara, though he personally returned to the spiritual realm many thousands of years ago. He is as absolute as his name, which appears in sacred formulas like the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For the devoted souls, Rama is the reason for living. He brings the recurring days to their devotional life, which is fixed in routine but also features spontaneous outpourings of affection and allegiance, like the dedicated citizens of Ayodhya who attempt to follow Sita, Rama and Lakshman into the forest. Rama continues to shine his effulgence through the descriptions and accounts of his life and pastimes, as blissfully absorbed on a daily basis by Sri Hanuman, as wonderfully told in the successive eras with the appearance of divinely inspired personalities. As long as there is worship of the Supreme Lord, the nighttime of ignorance can never maintain a fixed presence. The sun itself may set on a given day, but the true maker of the day will always sit on his throne, holding court over the universe. In closing, whilst sitting on his throne, control over universe to own, known as maker of the day, so as Devakara to say, light to the solar dynasty bringing, saints his glories singing, whether surrounded or feeling all alone, Rama the greatest companion ever known.